back as fresh as new mown hay, like the legends that they leave behind that still come true today. Old cowboys never die, they only ride away. Like all good Christian warriors, a cowboy is straight and true. The Lord is alive within his heart. The man's honest through and through. He rides the trail with purpose. He's a seeking those in need. A cowboy Christian soldier. The spirit branded breed. And old cowboys never die. They only ride away. Their memories come back as fresh as new mown hay. And like the legends that they leave behind, they still come true today. Old cowboys, they never die. They only
good morning, Remnant, and welcome to the LaPorte Church of Christ this April 6th, 2025. We thank you for joining us. We're thankful to be here. We're thankful to have you supporting us and joining us. And got a few things to talk to you about today, but we start out with the pistol prayer. We do our best to encourage you to make sure that you are prayed up, that because the pistol prayer is a type of imprecatory prayer. It is. We read about those all throughout the Psalms, you want to be prayed up when it's time to pray these, you do. And so we encourage you to do that. We hope you've started this day and every day with your prayers, and we hope you'll join us. We have this on a Bible bookmarker. We'd be glad to send it to you. We've sent many hundreds of them out. Just ask for it. We'll be glad to send it to you. Hope you'll join us. Lord Jesus, we pray with thy authority, we say, DC sorcery cease, satanic strongholds release, bales be broken and bound, with all idols be cast down. Stop the spells. Send the spellcasters into hell. Jesus caused it to be, and thank you. Thank you for the victory. We do have the victory. And we see in the scripture that we have that. We understand that. Sometimes it's hard to remember that, or difficult to recall that when we have the problems that we have today that are in the land, that are in society. But you know, we read in Matthew 10:22. It's kind of a review scripture. I think we talked about it last week. But it says, "You will be hated because of me." You will be hated because of me. These are the words of Jesus. He says, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. And so we see that that is happening today. We see it in the headlines. We've seen it in the last several generations. A hatred for anything Christian, anything that tries to stand up for what is right and what is good. Don't have to be preaching on the street corner with a big cross around your neck to receive that hatred. Not at all. I think another verse that goes with it from the Old Testament, Isaiah. Isaiah 5:20 says, "Woe to them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." And I think that those two scriptures go a long way in describing our current events in our land today. That one, we're going to be hated for trying to stand up and do what's right. That the enemy's going to come against you. And woe to them Jesus uses similar scriptures as this in Isaiah when he talks about the eight woes. And I always think of woe to ye lawyers. But some current events today. Did you see this just this last week? Had a woman saying no. The USA Fencing had a big fencing tournament. And it was a female fencer, Stephanie Turner. And had been competing, and they had her on the roster to fight against this man that's standing up in front of her. And she said no. She said she'd rather take a forfeit. And I wanted to read to you what she said. I don't know if you saw it in the news or not, but when it came out, she says, "I told them that I was refusing to fence because this person is a man, and I'm a woman, and this is a woman's tournament, and I refused to fence this man on principle." She went on and said, "I knew what I had to do because USA Fencing had not been listening to women's objections that they'd raised in the past." This wasn't the first time this had happened. And she said, "I am a woman, and I have an athletic disadvantage to men." How about that? Athletic disadvantage to women, that women have to men. And several articles that I they gave her what's called a black card. They didn't just say, okay, you lose and he wins. Okay? They gave her what's called a black card, which disqualified her from that tournament, from any other wins she might have had, disqualified her from that, and may lead to her being kicked out of the USA Fencing organization for the rest of the year. And so, you know, it's how dare you? What did we read? Woe to those that put darkness for light. And we've been seeing this. We've seen it addressed nationally, at least in a more positive way lately. I think federal funding got cut off to the state of Maine because they continue in this darkness. They continue in this insanity. But this woman didn't. And we're seeing that more and more. We're seeing that common sense, that light in our society. Romans 12:21, I thought fit right here. "Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. She's standing up. And then Deuteronomy 28. Again, we talk about that, but I think we're living these scriptures today. We are. Deuteronomy 28:43 says, "The foreigner living among you will rise higher and higher above you, while you sink down lower and lower." I don't know if you saw this. This caught my eye. It's unfortunate that we don't pay more attention to it. But this was in Columbia, South Carolina. We lived there for 5 years before we moved out here. And you see a couple of pictures there. Let me read this to you. Rosalie I. Fernandez Cruz, 24, charged with hit and run resulting in death, failure to give information and render aid, failure to yield the right of way, and driving without a license, in connection with 21-year-old Nate Baker's death, according to Columbia Peace. And there's Nate Baker there on the right, wearing his Wildcats jersey, with his mom and dad. Fernandez Cruz was previously arrested by Border Patrol in Hidalgo, Texas, on December 24th of 2016. And in September 2018, an immigration judge in Charlotte, North Carolina, ordered Fernandez Cruz to be sent back to El Salvador. But it didn't happen in 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, in 23, or in 24, or in 25. And then he's driving without a license. And he turns and hits Nate Baker, who's driving his motorcycle. College student. 4.0 GPA. Just a good guy. And when we hear about these things, it's like, yeah, man, that's just too bad. But, you know, his family's devastated. Why? Well, we have laws in the land. We don't follow them any more than the people here follow God's laws. No, it's grace and mercy. And we just, oh, he's not from here. So we just blah, 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 blah. Did you see this one? 17-year-old stabs and kills a student at a track meet. And I've just got their pictures here. Guess who did the stabbing? Guess who was not even participating in the track meet? And guess who was? This was down in, what, Texas? Guess who was? And it's just become commonplace today. I didn't put a slide together, but Hosea 4:6 comes to mind. You forget my law, I'll forget your children. And that is what we are living. And it is a further proof of who we are. Not only who we are in Christ, but who we are in God's covenants, his covenant people. Because his word is coming true. Certainly his blessings, but you know, along with the blessings come the truth and the curses. And we are living that. We don't follow his law. Look here in Psalm. Have you ever seen this one? Psalm 10:15 says, "Break the arm of the wicked and evil man. Call him to account for his wickedness that would not be found out." And it sure seems like that our current administration is trying, is doing better than previously. And so I think that's good. That's better. But it's certainly not an end-all. And we certainly can't sit back as a people and say, well, finally we got some new leadership, so they're going to take care of it. We're just going to sit back here, drink our coffee or beer or whatever it is, and sit on the couch and hope for the best. That won't get it. It starts with each and every one of us in returning. Just like Hosea 4:6, you forget my law, forget your children. Well, the opposite works. If we remember his law, can't keep it to perfection, but if we turn back to it, he will remember our children. A verse that goes in with that, I think, Philippians 1, 27 and 28 says, "Only conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, with one mind striving together for the faith of the gospel, in no way alarmed by your opponents, which is a sign of destruction for them, but of salvation for you." And that too, from God. See, that salvation is from God, but that destruction for them, that is of God as well. Both of these things. And when his wrath is poured out, he has mercy on those that are his. Those that are doing their best to look at these words and apply them to their lives. Conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Well, you have to read it to understand what that means. And then Galatians 1:4. Galatians 1:4, "Jesus gave himself for our sins so that he might rescue us from this present evil age according to the will of our God and Father." We've been rescued from it. We still have to go through it. We may still be going through the fiery furnace or going through the trials like these people here that these two families that have lost their white sons to the foreigner. For what? Well, Remnant, remember our network website, sfawbn.com. Lots of information there, the news wires there, the broadcast schedule, archives, tons of information there. If you've got current events, breaking news, things happening in your neck of the woods, you'd like to share them with the Remnant, share them with us. Send them, you see the email there, jason@sfaw.org. And by all means, send us an email and we'll forward us the news events that you're seeing happening. We'll do our best to get it up on the news wire and share it. We see these things many times happening in the local area, and they don't get picked up. They don't get put out nationwide. They don't get shared with any because it doesn't fit the agenda. Both these stories I told you about that I shared with you today, it was a couple days before they really got out on the national newswire because it doesn't fit the agenda of the media. It doesn't fit the agenda of the left. An illegal killing a white guy, a black guy, a black kid, 17 years old, stabbing and killing a white kid at a track meet, that just doesn't fit the agenda. But it's the truth of what we're living today. And I think the more that we can get those things out, the more God's people will start to cry out. And when we cry out to Him, He hears and He answers. It is as simple as that. 1 Corinthians 10. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 8 says, "Now these things happened to them as an example, and they were written for our instruction, upon whom the ends of the ages have come." These things that happened before 1 Corinthians. And they're talking about these things that are written down in the scriptures. They happened for us as an example for us to learn by, right? And for our instruction. Those who the end of the ages have come. Guess what? It's the end of an age. It is. See, an end of an age is not just a day. It's a time period. And I really think we're seeing this. We just had the Passover. I want to take a couple minutes just to talk to you about the Passover. We just had a Passover service, and it is so important. A lot of people don't know about it anyway, but there's a makeup day. It's that important, and you can read about it. Passover was April 2nd. That was the 14th day of Abib, Abib starting on the spring equinox. The makeup day is 30 days later, May 2nd. It's not real complicated. We've got Pastor Peter's book, Solar Sanity versus Looter and Lunacy. I know Jason mentioned that during the Passover service that we had here. And also the book Communion and its potential blessings, curses, and need. And Pastor did a great job in explaining the days, the calendars, Passover, all that. And so we have these available if you'd like them. It's along the lines of 1 Corinthians that these things happened for an example for us and for our instructions. A couple scriptures here. Numbers 9. A couple in Numbers. Numbers 9, 1 and 2 says, "Thus the Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness in Sinai in the first month of the second year after they'd come out of the land of Egypt, say, now let the sons of Israel observe the Passover at its appointed time." So, this is the second year. So this is like the third time that they've done it. It was continuing. It was to continue to be done. And if you missed it, well, it's just that important that you have a makeup day. Numbers 9, 10, and 11 says, "He may, however, observe the Passover to the Lord in the second month on the 14th day at twilight. They shall observe it." And if you look at 2 Chronicles 30, I encourage you to read that. Hezekiah sent to Israel saying, "Hey, you gotta come." And he was reinstituting the Passover. You read that in 2 Chronicles 30, verse 1. And verses 2 and 4, it says, "For the king and the princes and all the assembly in Jerusalem had decided to celebrate the Passover in the second month. Since they could not celebrate it at that time, because the priests had not consecrated themselves in sufficient numbers, nor had the people been gathered to Jerusalem. Thus the thing was right in the sight of the king and all of the assembly." And when it got reinstituted here with this ministry, and when Pastor Peters did that, it was that way. When it came to this realization, I remember the mail out, and it was like, hey, you have the opportunity for the makeup day. We might have missed the original, but according to the scripture, we have a makeup day, and it's that important. Again, 1 Corinthians says these things were written for our instruction, written for us upon whom the end of the age has come. How do you celebrate? I think we shared this during Passover. Read the Passover story in Exodus 12. That's what we encourage you to do. You go ahead and start preparing and getting ready and planning on this. Read the Passover story in Exodus 12. We encourage you to read Numbers 9 and 2 Chronicles 30. Those talk about being able to do it in the second month. Read 1 Corinthians 5, certainly where it tells us that Christ is our Passover. He has been sacrificed once and for all. And so we don't sacrifice a lamb. But you know, the similarities in this story of how the blood had to be applied, and where the blood was applied, the people were saved. That's Christ today. That's Jesus Christ today. Where his blood is applied, the people are saved. Again, these stories, this is for our instruction, for our learning. We encourage you to do that. Read 1 Corinthians 5. It is Christ is our Passover today. He was sacrificed, that perfect lamb that they were to try to find back in the days of Egypt. We encourage you to read and pray Psalms 91, the warrior psalm for this makeup day. Pray in repentance and acknowledgement of, that we need to be saved. We need to have that blood applied. We need to be thankful that our Lord and Savior shed that blood for us and allows us that opportunity. And then partake of communion. Partake of the bread and the cup representing the body and the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's what you do. It's not a Sabbath day. It's a work day. It was a work day then, and it continues to be. And 1 Corinthians 5, 7, and 8 says, clean out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, just as you are, in fact, unleavened. For Christ our Passover also has been sacrificed. Therefore, let us celebrate the feast. See, it was still to be celebrated. It was still to be recognized. But this is how you do it. Not with the old leaven, which is sin, nor with the leaven, the sin of malice and wickedness, right? But in humility and repentance. But with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. There's only two opportunities in the year to do it. And I agree with Jason, what he said during the Passover. About the most important day. It really is. We can look back at the old Passover story and again see that when those that obeyed were saved. And the scripture doesn't change. And it is that way today. Those that obey the directions, the commandments, the laws of Jesus Christ that are doers, that do what he tells us to do. Are saved. Zechariah 1:3. I'll finish with this. I think that's my last one this morning. Zechariah 1:3 says, this is what the Lord Almighty says. Return to me, declares the Lord Almighty, and I will return to you. How do we return to him? Well, we obey. That means come back and do what I tell you to do. That's how we return. Well, Remnant, thanks for tuning in. We've got more for you. Got a great timeless pulpit message for you by Pastor Peters. I think we're continuing on in the Deception series and got a new message for you after that. So stay tuned. Thanks for joining us. Hope you're having a great spring. God bless.
Through our fantasies and fears, they move us through illusion and confusion of the mind, and by changing subtle meanings to the words between the lines, it's the news behind the news. And Tommy or the likes of you know who. What I'm really trying to tell you and to get across to you is it's a blueprint to the downfall of our nation. There's a cause to the chaos that's occurring in the land. There's a road to communism. There's a global master plan. You'll never read about it in a book of history, cause it's been hidden from the masses to control their destiny. It's the news behind the news and the methods that they use. It's the blueprint and the plan they all rely on. Learn it, elders of Zion.